So that's Conor Murphy from Sinn Féin. Harry McGee is the Irish Times political correspondent. Morning, Harry.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. So what happens next?
Well, nobody knows, really. Anybody who says they do know, they are indulging in churlish folly because we're going into new territory. For the first time, we have a largest party, which is more than 25 seats short of being able to claim a majority. And there are only two real possible combinations. The first is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and the second one is either of the two big parties with Sinn Féin. And I don't think any of the Sinn Féin combinations is going to happen. So all focus now is on Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. Fine Gael look like they're going to end up with 52 seats, Fianna Fáil with 43. The magic number is 79 seats to have a majority. If they combined, they would have those numbers. But there are loads of obstacles in the way. For example, the history of the two parties, their different dispositions, their identities. If they were to go together, there are concerns, especially within Fianna Fáil, that their identity will be subsumed into that of Fine Gael, and the party will begin to cede ground, especially to Sinn Féin, which is a party on the rise in the south. So I think there would be extreme reluctance within Fianna Fáil, Stephen, to form a coalition with Fine Gael. What might happen?
Yeah, it would be a huge development if they did, wouldn't it? Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil in government together. Can you see it?
No, not in a formal coalition arrangement, because Fianna Fáil have spent the last 5 years returning to the party's roots, as it were, the guiding principles that were evident when the party was formed in 1926. It's faced itself as a centrist party, but a little bit to the left of centre, and the fears within Fianna Fáil would be that if it were to go in with Fine Gael, that all of that work would become undone. What I think is the most likely scenario is that we may have a Fine Gael government, a minority Fine Gael government, with conditional support from Fianna Fáil. Fianna Fáil would be willing to support it on the very big ticket items such as a budget and votes of confidence, but then would then pick and choose for other items. So it would bring not only government, but also Parliament into a very new dispensation, because Parliament, for the first time in the Irish context, would have a modicum of power. It's always been very subservient to the executive, to the government. But in such an arrangement, Parliament would be supreme. So if it does happen, it would be interesting. I think it will be inherently unstable, and we may see another election taking place in short order, perhaps within a year or 18 months.
I wonder, Harry, will Sinn Féin change their position? Would they be prepared to go into government, to hold power with others? If you think about it, and there was a point I was putting to Conor Murphy a matter of moments ago, you know, they've been prepared to go into government with who they describe as a pro-austerity party in Northern Ireland, the DUP. Now, the DUP would, of course, reject that. But the point is, Sinn Féin perceive the DUP to be pro-austerity and they've gone into power with them. So why wouldn't they make similar compromises in the south?
They would argue that the situation in the north is unique and extraneous because of the power sharing arrangement and the whole system and what have you, and that it's not analogous to what's happening in the south. Would Sinn Féin be willing to go into coalition? I don't think it would be willing to go into coalition with Fine Gael, but perhaps in extremis, I think it might be willing to go into an arrangement with Fianna Fáil. But there's also resistance within Fianna Fáil to a coalition with Sinn Féin. And besides, mathematically, even if they were to combine, their joint total would be about 65 seats or 66 seats, which would still be over 10 seats short of getting the required majority. So, a mathematical problem. I think there's also a philosophical problem. And I think the philosophical problem is probably more insuperable than the mathematical
so
one.
So do you think we'll see another election within the next couple of years?
Absolutely. I think we're going to see one within the next 18 months because I think that one of the big parties will bolt the tent and try to go for a snap election and go on the gamble that it has the momentum behind it and it's going to forge ahead and get to above 60 seats to get into a position where it can form a coalition government. It'll be a gamble, but I think that Fianna Fáil particularly would be willing to take that gamble within the within the next year. Just in relation to Sinn Féin, I mean, Sinn Féin had a good election, but it didn't have a great election. I think the expectations within Sinn Féin were much higher about what it could achieve. And even though it did make some seat gains, and it's incrementally increasing its support, I think overall the party would be disappointed with the election that it had. The loss of the Port McLaughlin seat in Donegal would be a bitter blow, but they also failed to make breakthroughs in some key constituencies like Dublin West and Galway West, where they had high-profile candidates running. Now, they did make gains elsewhere, but the breakthrough, if it were that for Sinn Féin, was far more modest than had been anticipated.
OK. Harry, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.